Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The fires of Los Angeles. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, watching the map provided by the LA Times over these days, and Jeff will help me interpret the events. There looks to be more positive information than we've had since these started a week and a day ago. The 7th of January is my calendar date for the beginning, but origins will be a major question. LA Times reporting within these last hours. Fire updates. Crews make progress against blazes amid, quote, particularly dangerous red flag warning. The National Weather Service has reissued a particularly dangerous situation, that's in quotes, warning for swaths of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, cautioning of high wind, gusts, dry air, and a higher risk of rapid fire spread. Jeff, a very good evening to you. We were expecting big wind last night in the fire area. Did it happen? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. They did have high winds, but they weren't quite as high as they feared they'd be. Some people were predicting 70-mile-an-hour plus winds, but it turns out that it was probably less than half of that. Still not good when you're dealing with spreading wildfires, but much easier than if it had gone up to 70 or higher and spread flames and embers way beyond what the fire departments could try to knock down. So it's helped them in a lot of ways. They've seen the containment at the two big fires increase. Over at the Eaton Fire, which is near Pasadena, that's about 45% contained now. And in the Pacific Palisades Fire, the one with so many dramatic images that people are familiar with, that's close to 20% contained. So those are pretty good jumps in the numbers. The Palisades Fire is still nowhere near a place where people can feel comfortable about it. They just see some progress. In terms of the Eaton Fire, I think they can almost feel like they're going to be turning a corner soon. Of course, those things could all change if wind shifts the wrong way or if winds increase somehow. But it seems that the progress they're making is good, and the predictions for a change in the weather as the low-pressure system moves to the south and maybe out to the east a bit will help in terms of humidity and, you know, general moisture in the air.
About the Eaton Fire, I'm learning from you, Jeff. It looks that there's spread of mandatory evacuation into the Angeles National Forest. You were concerned about that. Have they stopped that advance?
I wouldn't say they've stopped it. I think they've slowed it. And, you know, the more they can drag it down, the more they can kind of dig their heels on it, the better, because that really represents represents the biggest danger is going up into the San Gabriel Mountains there in the hillsides. Just like over in the Palisades Fire, you've got the Santa Monica Mountains Recreation Area. You have these large areas that, you know, in San Gabriel Valley, you have timber and vegetation, you know, brush. Over in Santa Monica, you have a lot of brush, some trees, but mostly brush. But both of those represent very, very fertile fuel beds for the fires if they were to come again. So they definitely want to keep those from, you know, taking off through those parts of the city.
There are hundreds of firemen out there. You tell me they've come from all over. I saw one publicity photo, I believe, of a team of firemen from Mexico. Where else have they come from? Have they mentioned in the media?
They have. We've had teams from Mexico, from Canada. Canada tends to supply the super scooper water-dropping airplanes that fly. They land briefly, or they skim along the ocean, pick up water, and then take off again, drop their water. And they do that throughout the day and even night sometimes. But we also have teams from other states. This is part of a mutual aid pact that we share with other neighboring states. We have firefighters coming from Indian reservations in the West. And we even have inmate firefighters on the lines. And that's not unusual in California. A large number, sometimes I think 20% or more of all the firefighters out there are inmates who are part of this program where they get good credits added to their days in prison, and they get a small amount of pay. And I've seen them in action before, and these people are great. They work so hard. You can't distinguish them other than the jackets they're wearing, what's written on their jackets. But these guys work so hard, and they do such a great job. And so it's nice to see them out there. I know that when I see them on the fire lines, they're playing a big role in helping the regular professionals.
Is there any sense that they're overwhelmed, or are they – from the headlines, it looks like they're more confident. Is that the way they're behaving?
There's a combination of fatigue when you get, you know, a week or so out from the beginning of a fire. Some of these folks have been on the fire lines almost all that time, although, you know, they go off in shifts. But it does wear on you. It's very difficult, especially when you have to hike up hillsides or carry heavy equipment, and just the heat and the physical nature of the job. But, you know, they've been getting relief from some of these other crews at times. So that gives them more of a rest. Plus, they're getting a lot of food brought to them, although not everywhere, but in a lot of places they're having food brought in by people who are donating it, by civilian kitchens and such. So that makes a difference, too. But make no mistake about it. When these guys come off a fire line after being out there 8, 12, 16 hours or so, they just collapse. Sometimes they can't even eat. They're so tired.
Jeff, I want some help with real estate and with directions here, because the New York Times is reporting that there are cultural distinctions being made as people adjust to having lost their homes. The paragraph reads this way. In a city, Los Angeles, defined by its freeways, the I-405 is a dividing line. With the Palisades and Malibu to the west of the marker, many of the people who lost their homes, particularly those with school-aged children, whose schools will be relocated or the children reassigned, are anxious to stay west of the 405. You want to be close if you're going to stay here and you're not relocating out of state. West of the 405, that's where the fire is, right, Jeff?
You're right. But, you know, they're talking about where they can get them into schools, for example, moving them into parts of Santa Monica or West LA. There are plenty of schools around there. I don't know what the capacity will be. There are schools in Malibu as well. I think for the most part, we can kind of write off the schools in the Palisades for quite some time, either because of infrastructure or because they've been destroyed. But the number of kids that are going to be going into the system, especially from Pacific Palisades, maybe Brentwood, into the West LA part of the system, is going to make a big impact. But I think the LAUSD will do a good job of pulling it together. It's not like they don't have the facilities.
So we're talking about moving to a place where you have access to schools that you want to be in or were in before. That's what what's nice about this is people are thinking of recovering. It's not just, they're not just numb. They're thinking what happens next.
Yeah, well, I'll say, for example, people in actually Pacific Palisades, a good many of them have money. They've been there for a while. Sometimes they're multi-generational. I mean, they've been there for two or three generations, and they've sunk a lot of money into the schools and the other institutions there, and they want to reclaim that. There's always been a great feeling of community spirit in this town. It was only about, say, 25,000 people, very close knit and secluded and, you know, kind of established, but I think they'll do pretty good at coming back. It'll be difficult, but it'll be other places like out in Pasadena and Altadena where you have, on different parts of that city line, different economic structures and opportunities and realities. That's going to be a tough one.
About health concerns, the New York Times reporting that people who, over time, people looking at who've been burnt out or chased out by fires have health troubles that are not easily predictable. A wildfire smoke has a range of ill effects, writes the New York Times, including asthma, cancer, and preterm births, with children and those with respiratory conditions the most at risk. The particular poisons lofted into the air when houses and their contents burn, rather than just vegetation, could create more complications. Also this, Jeff, natural disasters also set off a series of events that lead to thousands of earlier deaths over more than a decade. Research has found people who are forced to flee their homes or those who lose work opportunities deplete their savings faster than they would have. Compounding stress can lead to risky behaviors, and public resources are drained by disaster response. Are you hearing that talk, Jeff, that health afterwards is not just about rebuilding the house?
Absolutely. It's, these kinds of fires that are more than a woodland fire bring a whole host of other problems they have to deal with. As this article points out, and as we've been talking about for several days, you've got all these materials and buildings and in the infrastructure that when it burns, it gives off more than just smoke, so to speak. It puts those toxic materials or combinations into the air. And, you know, some people might be thinking, well, you know, if a person smokes cigarettes or they're around a campfire, they can kind of get away from it if they want. But in these situations, a big fire like this or in the LA area, you're just breathing that smoke 24/7. Even if your room is sealed off, I guarantee you it's getting to you. You hear people talking about it, they're rubbing their eyes, they're coughing, the scratchy throats. But what it really means is that stuff is getting inside them. So this is going to, as I've pointed out before, this is going to be a fire that has much bigger, longer term impacts than just what we're seeing with the burned buildings and the homes and all that. You're talking about long-term health, economic, and other problems.
The Santa Ana wind. Jeff made me curious, and so I looked up, and Jeff has been holding out on me all these years. He knows where Santa Ana Canyon is. There really is such a thing. And the devil's wind that we're talking about was named by the Spanish. So it's several hundred years of lore about Santa Ana Canyon. What's it look like, Jeff? Where is it from where you are now?
It's probably about 10, 12 miles as the crow flies. The mountains back there in that part of Orange County that kind of separate Orange County from the Inland Empire, only the tallest peak is just, I think, a little over 5,000 feet, Saddleback. But there are a number of canyons and other peaks along the way, and one of them is Santa Ana Canyon. Now, Santa Ana Canyon is in the place where all those winds come through. But as you pointed out, you know, the Spanish missionaries came through here. They established Mission San Juan Capistrano. And so they experienced a lot of these things, these winds, these weather phenomena that they hadn't seen when they were in Spain or other parts of Latin America. But it does predate them, of course, because even the Native Americans who were in the area talked about these winds.
And I learned from you, you sent me a clipping from 1969. There have been 100-mile-per-hour winds recorded during the 20th century. So the 100-mile-per-hour wind that I believe was said to be the first or second night, although that's rare, it is known about.
That's true. Winds, wildfires, the whole nine yards, that's not new. Some people are treating it like it is because they're trying to frame it around climate change or what have you. And I'm not saying climate change isn't exacerbating the problem. I don't know. But I do know that these winds have been there before. I know that as a kid growing up, when we started feeling those winds, you know, you'd be walking to school, felt like you were getting blown over very high winds. All you could think of is, wow, I bet we're going to have a fire somewhere this week. And typically it happens somewhere up in the hills.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We turn to the politics of the fires of L.A., which are now going to dominate the headlines. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.